And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of November, 2014. It was on this day, 1913, the first volume of Marcel Proust's In Search of Lost Time was published. He'd been working on it for 4 years after he took a nibble of his famous little cookie, his Madeleine, dipped in tea. He took the work to several publishers. It was turned down by each one of them. One of them said, "My dear fellow, I may be dead from the neck up, but I can't see why a chap should need 30 pages to describe how he turns over in bed before going to sleep." And that was how the novel began. Proust wrote, "For a long time I used to go to bed early. Sometimes when I had put out my candle, my eyes would close so quickly that I had not even time to say to myself, 'I'm falling asleep,' and half an hour later the thought that it was time to go to sleep would awaken me," and so forth. So in the end, Proust had to come up with the money himself to publish the book, and the first volume appeared in print on this day, 101 years ago. He worked on it for the rest of his life. It was eventually published in 7 volumes and is about 1.5 million words long. It was on this date, 1973, NASA launched the 4th and final Skylab mission, making it possible for humans to live and work in space for extended periods of time. The 3rd and final crew that was launched on this date spent 89 days in space. NASA had planned for Skylab to continue orbiting for about 10 more years, but there was high solar activity which caused it to malfunction in 1977, and it fell back to Earth a couple years later. It's the birthday of Mary Margaret McBride, born Paris, Missouri, 1899, known as the First Lady of Radio. She had a daily syndicated radio show on which she interviewed people from the world of politics, literature, arts, entertainment, for the benefit of 6 million listeners a day, most of them housewives. Mary Margaret McBride, who still spoke in a Missouri twang, even though she'd spent most of her adult life in New York City. She was the woman who made daytime radio profitable. She delivered all the ads herself. She only advertised products that she herself actually would want to use, and that did not include cigarettes or alcohol. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glück entitled Utopia. "When the train stops," the woman said, "you must get on it." "But how will I know?" the child asked. "It is the right train." "It will be the right train," said the woman, "because it is the right time." A train approached the station. Clouds of grayish smoke streamed from the chimney. "How terrified I am," the child thinks, clutching the yellow tulips she will give to her grandmother. Her hair has been tightly braided to withstand the journey. Then, without a word, she gets on the train, from which a strange sound comes, not in a language like the one she speaks, something more like a moan or a cry. Utopia, a poem by Louise Glück from Faithful and Virtuous Night, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.